I praise and thank God for this beautiful time that God has given us to come before His precious word this morning. For this morning's meditation, let's turn to Psalms 12, verses 1 to 4. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips, and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, with our tongue will we prevail. Our lips are our own, who is Lord over us. It is believed that this psalm is written by David when Saul the king was after him, persecuting him. He wanted to take his life. But look at the prayer of David in this hour. He is not praying to the Lord to deliver him from his current troublesome situation. But when he is surrounded by wickedness, we see how his soul is filled with the agony and is expressed in the words, Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. He is not saying, Help me, Lord, but says, Help, Lord. That means he is praying as a representative for all the righteous ones in the chosen nation. His soul is crying unto the Lord for help as he could see that evil is trying to conquer the minds of even the godly persons. His eyes could see how people are being overpowered by sin, and so the godly men seize it, and faithful have vanished from among the children of men. And he says, everyone utters lies to his neighbor. With flattering lips and a double heart they speak. The people around may not be murderers as Cain, but David could see that the venom they spit through their words indicate that their heart is not right with the Lord. They are not ashamed to utter lie to their neighbors, to the ones whom they are supposed to love as themselves. And with a double heart they speak. God hates such people. As God is holy and loves truth in everything, their heart is filled with pride, and so they are utter flattering words that speak praises of themselves. God gave His divine law to the people of Israel so that they may learn the nature of God through it and live a life according to it so that the Gentiles may know how holy God is. When David uses his lips to sing praises to the Lord who has brought him so far, he could see people around him who sing praises of themselves and glory in their deeds, that too in their sinful deeds. It pains David a lot as he knows if this continues, the chosen nation will perish as their forefathers died in the wilderness because they did not obey the Lord. And so he desires, the Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things. Who have said, with our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own, who is Lord over us. When a person's heart is filled with pride, he thinks that he can prevail by himself. He rebels against the Lord and tries to remove the yoke of obedience from his shoulders so that he is free to do things in which his heart pleases. And here comes the difference between a believer who loves and trusts the Lord and an unbeliever. A believer has willfully surrendered his free will at the foot of the cross, where he has tasted the everlasting love and forgiveness of the Savior. Now he wants the Lord to be the master of his life. He desires to walk in the same path of his master and grow daily to the maturity of his master. And then he will have the same heart like his master has, who desires the salvation of the lost ones. Now let us stop for a moment and look back into the first verse of this psalm. David was pleading to the Lord, and he sees godly men and faithful ones are vanishing. As a child of God, do we have the same heart like David? Or are we still concerned about our own blessings and deliverances from our troubles and sufferings? When wickedness tries to overpower people around us and even tries to creep into the hearts of the saved ones who are called to be the salt of this earth, does our heart feel that urge to intercede for the souls around us? Do we have that burden and passion for the unsaved souls and for the believers who forsake the truth and embrace world and its pleasures? The enemy is trying hard to anyhow drag people to eternal hell through his wiles. And as a child of God, the light of the earth, let us have the same passionate, loving heart like our Heavenly Father. Let our life be a reason of trouble for the enemy. Let our life, words and deeds, prayer and everything, desire and bring forth the glory of the Lord always. And remember, if the salt of this earth, the believers cease to obey the Master and do His blessed will in their life, then the earth will surely rot in its wickedness. Let us be aware of the responsibilities that is there upon our shoulders and grow to that maturity which the Lord desires in our lives. May the Lord help us for that. Let us pray. Father, we praise You and thank You for this beautiful time and thank You for Your precious word that teaches us to become more mature. Lord, as Your coming draws near and as wickedness is increasing around the world, Lord, we pray in these dark days. May Your name be glorified. Lord, we pray that people may know You, how much You love, before the age of grace is over. Help us to intercede for the people. Help us to be a light for others, so that they too may know the truth and have that relationship with You. May Your name be glorified. Fill our hearts with the passion for the perishing. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen. May God bless each one of us. Our Lord is coming very soon. Maranatha.